Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me in the studio this morning, I have Matt Goff and Lauren Bell here to talk about the Food Web Cruise happening this coming Saturday. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Erin.
So this is a wonderful tradition that we've had in Sitka for a number of years now of welcoming in all the fun critters that are coming back with the springtime weather that is supposedly happening.
Let's call it springtime daylight.
Springtime daylight. That would be more accurate. Heading out to see them out on the water with the Food Web Cruise. So as a little background for folks who might not be familiar with the Food Web Cruise, where did this little tradition come from? Yeah. Why are we heading out there?
Yeah, so this is the Sitka Sound Science Center's annual spring Food Web Cruise. It's happening this Saturday, the 28th in the morning, 8:30 to 11:30. And this is all about a big celebration of the whales and the life and, you know, all the activity of returning to the sound in the spring. And it's also a fundraiser for Sitka Whale Fest that happens in the fall. And so it's a really cool, dual thing. You get to go out in the water. You get to see the life. It's supposed to be beautiful weather this Saturday. So you get to go out and see the bubble netting that's happening in the whales. But you also get to support the beloved tradition of Sitka Whale Fest that's happening in the fall. And it's really exciting year for this as well, because it's the 30th anniversary of Sitka Whale Fest. So it's a big year for us. We're getting really excited about it and all that's to come. And the fun thing about the cruise is we actually get to reveal the theme. So if you buy a ticket to be on the cruise, you'll be one of the first to hear about the spectacular theme for this year's 30th anniversary. Pretty fun.
Yeah, for those who like to be on the cutting edge of things, it is really fun to be like, eat for a while, you are the only ones who know this coveted information. And it's so much more than just the cruise to head out, and it's always fun to get out on the water and to see Sitka from the other side. Mm-hmm. And especially to appreciate all the wildlife that are coming back in. But you're out there with some really knowledgeable people, which I think is probably the best part of the Food Web Cruise, is you're out there not only seeing and appreciating, but learning the context for who are these creatures that we're seeing? Why are they here? What are they doing? And you both are going to be some of those knowledgeable parties on board. Matt, you're one of the folks who are, you said you don't like to be called just a bird nerd. You are more than just a bird nerd.
I'm more than just a bird nerd.
You're a plant guy too, but in the context of on a boat, we're kind of putting you more into the bird nerd category. But
there have been some days when the weather was marginal and the whales were not so easy to find that I talked about plants on a whale cruise. But you know, it happens from time to time. But yes, I'm out there to talk about birds. Lots of stuff moving around. There's the alcids, the diving birds, and more that like to feed on herring. So they're also following herring. The waterfowl are starting to move through as the herring spawn. There's other species that come in and take advantage of the spawn and eating the eggs. And so, yeah, just lots of stuff moving around this time of year, kind of staging, packing up the calories to head north and have a good body condition for the sort of intense time of nesting that's to come in the coming months.
Yeah, so this is more than just the animals that are coming back that we see all summer long in Sitka. These are some of the animals that are still en route to their final destination for the summer?
Yeah, it's there's a little bit of a mix. Yeah, there's some that are just moving through, some that have wintered here and are taking advantage, some that are moving in and this is a stopover. And then like the birds that are nesting on this area are alcids, the murres and murrelets and those sorts of things. Those seabirds are residents here. It's hard to say how many of them. They could be nesting other places as well. They move around, but certainly we see those species year round. Cormorants is another one.
And in addition to Matt, we also have Lauren Wild, who'll be joining us as a naturalist, professor of in the Applied Fisheries Program at UAS, who is, of course, one of our local whale experts. And she will be able to talk to all the humpbacks that are already in the sound. I was talking to her last night. She said there's already about 20 whales that are hanging out near town, and they're bubble netting, and they're following the herring that seem to be moving around from Eastern Channel all the way up to Catlam Bay. I was skiing up there a couple days ago and saw them all in Catlam. And we also will be joined by Taylor White, who can speak also to the to sea otters moving around and bring her wealth of knowledge about the area. And we also have a scientist and residency fellow at the Science Center right now, Claire Puleo, who is a volcanologist who can speak a bit to Mount Edgecombe and give a little, she's giving a talk at Natural History Seminar on Thursday, but she'll be able to follow up with questions for folks who are also interested in learning more about Mount Edgecombe, because I think it'll be a clear day and we'll be able to be right there and seeing it as well.
So. Yeah, it'll be beautifully on display. And that's a cool thing to have. Yeah, a true backdrop of an interesting add-in to what you're already learning of, okay, let's talk about the real deep history of Sitka Sound in this. That'll be wonderful to hear. So for folks who are interested in spending their afternoon out on the water with y'all, how can they go about getting a hold of these tickets?
Yeah, so folks can find tickets at SitkaScience.org, our website. There's a link right there as soon as you hit the page. The cruise is $90, and that does include a breakfast. So the fun thing about the Food Web cruise, you're going out and you're seeing everything that's coming in to feed, and you also get to
eat
a delicious breakfast. I know we have bagels by Rising Tide. We have some incredible cinnamon rolls by Campfire Kitchen. So they'll be a great spread. So really, really fun cruise to be able to join for that.
So for folks who haven't been out on the water for the Food Web cruise previously, how should one prepare for this? This is going to be inside watching out the window. This is going to be all out in the elements. Should we be bringing binoculars? Like, how should one prepare for the full experience?
Well, usually, so this is an Allen Marine vessel. We're so grateful to Allen Marine for their support in this. And they typically have binoculars that they will offer to folks. If you have your favorite pair, though, of course, bring it. Bring layers, because there's always the opportunity to go up on the outer decks, and especially if we get close to bubble netting humpbacks, it would be, you know, really fun to be able to go out and be out in the open air. It might be cold, so definitely bring layers. But otherwise, it's the enclosed boat, and you can sit comfortably inside as well and be warm in that way. The cruise leaves the dock at 8:30 sharp, so we ask people to be there by 8:15 if possible, and then we'll be returning to the dock at about 11:30 a.m.
Cool. So just a couple hours out there on the water. Is there anything in particular that you're, I guess, most looking forward to with this spring season coming back? Any particular critters that, I don't know, really signal spring to you that you're excited to either you have seen or you're looking forward to, either, you know, out on the water for the Food Web cruise or just as you're going around town? I am personally very much over the snow, and I am looking for any sign and hope of spring and the melt coming. So the sun outside today is definitely helping that. But what with you guys? What is with the Food Web crew, with the herring coming in, with spring on its way? What are the signs are you looking for?
Well, this time of year is when we get our first songbird migrants. I mean, I actually start looking for signs of spring in February. The gulls start to move in a little bit. They're starting to move around. And, you know, it comes with this rapidly increasing daylight. So it's also like, oh, it's getting light before I'm waking up in the morning. And, oh, it's light in the evening. How lovely. But also the flowers, you know, the blueberries and salmonberries. I've seen them blooming with snow on them before, you know, if we're getting these warmer temperatures during the day. So there's always these little things to look for. Getting out on the water, you know, it's the migrating birds again, and the whales showing up. And, you know, some of them often start to show up, you know, many years. The herring, I guess, start to move in even in February. And so, like, all of a sudden, I haven't seen any whales in a while, and then I'm in February this year, I was out the road and up by Harbor Point, and like I didn't see the whale. I just kept hearing it breathing, you know. So it was somewhere out there, but and the sea lions kind of gathering on the shore. So all these kind of things that, and the juncos, they start to become a little more radicalized, I guess. And they're like they're in tight flocks throughout the winter, and then the energy starts to rise, and they just can't quite be close together anymore. And they just start to like the flocks get looser and looser as they get sort of more and more aggressive with each other, and then they just start spinning out. So it's all these sort of, some of them subtle, some of them less so, signs of rising energy is how I might say it. So there's this kind of this feeling that goes along with the daylight, despite, you know, all the snow that all the snow that happens.
And some people may have noticed in the last couple of years, we've had increasing a number of gray whales that have been moving in. And last year, I think some pretty charismatic gray whales that were
and they stuck around for so long.
Yes. Yeah. So they're already seems to be gray whale starting to move in, kind of in preparation for feeding on the herring roe that are laid here in the next couple weeks. And so that's also a really interesting new sign of spring, is to see so many gray whales showing up. So it'll be really neat to see how many show up in the Sound this year and if we get a glimpse of them on this cruise.
Awesome. Well, goodness, we're out of time this morning, but thank you both for coming in, Lauren Bell and Matt Goff, two of the onboard naturalists that you'll be able to see this weekend, Saturday, March 28th, for the Food Web Cruise, a part of the fundraiser for the Sitka Sound Science Center Whale Fest. To be on board, you'll get not only breakfast to feed alongside the whales who are out there on the herring, but also getting to hear the be the first ones to hear the theme for this year's Whale Fest, year Woo-hoo. 30. Excellent. So tickets, were on online at sitkascience.org.
That's right.
Perfect. And boat leaves at 8:30 a.m. sharp from Crescent Harbor, again on Saturday, March 28th. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.